Right now, it's time to travel halfway around the world to Jaisalmer, India. It's time to go around the world with Arjun Singh. Hello there, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. From the sound of your voice, you sound a little painful. What's going on?
Yes, nothing got changed on last Wednesday when I talked, and this Wednesday for a complete 7 days on complete bed rest. So I didn't go out of home, staying yet in the room here. And I also lost my 5 kilogram weight. So life is changing, as I think. And on this Friday, I will have to join my school again because now my medical leave is over. So no chances for me. So I'll have to go to the school again. But when I sleep, I can sleep very well at night, no pain while sleeping. But the problem starts when I just try to walk or when I try to sit in a chair, and then again the pain comes. So I talked to the doctor and he said it will take a time. And he told me that when there is no pain in the morning or in the evening, when you think, and he advised me to start some very, very light exercises, like just stretch on your on the back and then moving the legs in one direction and then the other direction. So still I'm and then he stopped the painkillers. Now the only medicine now I'm taking the tablets that are related to the nerve pain, and so only 2 tablets, one in the day and one at in the evening there. And I also changed my whole diet. Now I take only glass of milk in the morning, and also I just tried to just eat less. Like I used to eat 4 or 5 chapatis at a time, and now I just take 2 or 1 chapati at a time because doctor told me that you have to lose your weight. It's must. And so I lost 5 kilograms, as I told you. So I think my physical body is not telling that it's improving, but from my inner soul, I feel that it will improve soon and I will be better.
Well, we certainly hope so. Are you still on the medications or are those finished?
No, still. Doctor says that you have to take this one medicine which is related to the nerve pain for a long time. And so I'm taking, well, no injections because he asked me to take some injections after 15 days. When I came to know that it's related, as Girdhar is very intelligent in this way. And when he Googled, those injections were related to the steroid and all those things. So I'm not taking any injection right now, only a medicine, a tablet, one in the morning and one in the evening after eating something. So, and the other thing is that I have some other people, they suffer from the same kind of problem, and their experience when I talked to them on the phone, and they told me that a long bed rest for sometimes 1 month or sometimes more than a month, it will cure, and then you have to start some physical exercises that will help you to be better. Otherwise, it's and the other thing is that I have now a belt which I use when I try to walk or when I sit in the chair. I have that belt, and the other changes which I, when I sit in the chair, I need a pillow under me and one on the back of my side. So Girdhar is doing his best. After every couple of hours, he asks me, do you want something? Even at the night, he just assists me. So hopefully that it will take a time, but it will change. The thing is that I will have to join the school on the Friday, and then I will, I think I will apply again for the medical leave. I will get it or not. Will it be granted? I'm not sure, because on the July, a new session starts. And so I don't think that I will get it. So I will have to think about that in other way. But right now, as on bed, quite thing is okay that there's no pain while sleeping. That's good for me. Otherwise, a week ago when I was sleeping, there was a pain at the back and all those things. So I think the function is improving, but it will take a time. So I'm in a positive way. I think that after maybe a couple of weeks or after a month, I will be better.
For people listening, 5 kilograms is about 11 pounds, yeah. Arjun lost.
And while that's wonderful, when you take meds, you know, you have to make sure that there's some balance between what you are eating and what you are putting into your body, especially when it's just a question of rest, which we all, you know, many of us who have either this situation or have animals who, you know, sprain or pull something, you know how hard it is to just keep still and how hard it is to just rest. And so, once again, a balance is necessary. I just, So when does it not hurt?
When while if I don't move my body, I sleep in a one straight posture in one condition, and I don't move it, and I sleep just very straight and without any pillow, and then it's okay and fine. And if I try to just turn my body in a one direction or another direction, the pain quickly starts, like a needle starts at my back. So it's like that. So when I try to stand up, and then again, it's fine. And when I try to walk, it starts again. When I sit, it starts again. So when I am in a standing position, it's okay. When I'm sleeping, it's okay. But if I try to move, if I try to sit, the pain comes back.
And has it moved at all since you started the resting?
Yes, I think so. It's improving. It's very slow, as I think. It's very slow, and I can understand it takes a time for the healing. So, but I can't say that I'm in a worse condition. I think from last week to this week, I'm in a complete bed rest, never went out of the room. But I think I'm feeling much better than on the last Wednesday I was. So my body, sometimes it because I'm just a bit thin now. So my parents, especially my mother, she's very worried in this way that you are not eating properly and that you are losing your weight. So being a mother, she is very worried about this, but I can understand her feelings. So I tell to her that it's just a kind of treatment which I'm taking. I'm not losing my weight. It's not because of this this problem. It's because I want to lose my weight because it's kind of a treatment for this kind of problem, this kind of disease. So I do my best to explain it to her. My father, he can understand. All the other members, they can understand, especially Gilder, because he reads it on net, on Google and all those things, and he watches a lot of YouTubes with the person who have sciatica pain and the bulging disc pain. So he knows that it's must, you have to lose your weight. So I can understand, but for my mother, it's not easy to understand that when she looks at me and I look a bit tired and weak, then she is a bit worried. But I tell her that it's a process of being good. So I think it will take a time, but she will definitely believe when I will go out of the room or I will just join my school back and I will be back to my normal life. It will take time, but hopefully it will work soon.
Well, your voice sounds better to me today than it did last week.
Yes, it is. I'm definitely in a positive way because for last Wednesday to this Wednesday, only thing I was waiting for that is my radio show because nothing changed in my life. But I know on next Wednesday, I will talk to all of you. And again, I will wait for the next Wednesday. This is the only change in my life. Otherwise, sleeping on a bed, you can think no changes in your life, nothing.
Well, you can spend the next week deciding what you're going to tell us.
Definitely. I will wait for that. And I want to say to you that I'm feeling much better now.
All right.
And I'm very happy that you're feeling better. And it is definitely like watching paint dry to get better. But
you have to do it.
But you have to do it.
Do it. Follow the orders and you'll be back to normal before you know it. It'll all be behind you.
And don't forget, we're older than you are.
That's right. Just remember
Grandpa Miles here.
I'm 65, Arjun. So.
And soon you'll be 66. And I've been starting to notice that Marshall announces his age every day.
Well, that's because it is what it is.
That's why I wait for
the people like you listening from you, because the people around me they tell me that the average age of the person is 40. So you are getting this bonus because you are now 43 at 44. Ooh. So it's not a problem. But when I talk to you, when I just look at Marshall sir, I can think that no, it's not over yet.
You're just a little pipsqueak.
That's right. It's not over yet. You got many years left. Okay, Arjun.
Sorry about your luck, as they say.
We'll speak to you next week, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Take care.
Bye.
That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world. And Arjun looks forward to the next 20 years.